Hello, everyone. We're back for more fun, but this time, even though we don't talk about Chelsea that much anyway in our actual Chelsea podcast, this will actually be like the Premier League. Premier League predictions, or as we like to call them, spoilers, because we're so good at them.
Why do you sound like a CBBC presenter when you're doing this?
It's my professional voice.
You've gone quite Jake Humphreys.
Oh, God.
Jake Humphreys and Bamzuki.
That's not good. He's not someone I would like to emulate.
Oh, mate, it's Jake's sound.
James,
is he?
Yeah.
Did you get up at 4 a.m.? Because I did. Kids are still asleep. Ha! Well, yes, because it's 4 a.m. You absolute plum. He's a definition of LinkedIn.
He's very LinkedIn. He's very LinkedIn.
But anyway, back to what I was saying.
I've got my LinkedIn back, by the way, just in case you were wondering.
Absolutely. That has made my day.
I know what you got banned for. Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised they let you back on there. Fucking hell.
Bit more...
Especially what you were linked to.
Flying. Anyway, I'll take us back to where we wanted to be, which is the Premier League spoilers. Last week went quite well for someone, me, and not so well for others. And of course, we did have.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for that. And the whole episode's over now, so we might as well end it. No, Tobes lost the tiebreaker between himself and Lee or Louis. Whichever name he's going by this week.
Yeah, have that Aaron Sheeny.
So, despite... he actually only picked up
Does
4
Aaron
points
have to do the forfeit?
No. Well, I don't know.
You and Aaron can do it together if you want.
Split personalities. So Tobes is going to dress as a Power Ranger at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, one day,
It's one day.
The next 2 weeks.
Future.
Won't be the next 2 weeks.
Why won't it be the next 2 weeks?
Logistically speaking, it won't be the next 2 weeks. But I will be doing it.
We'll just record the pod down by Stamford Bridge. And you have to do it there.
Or we can pick a date.
Yeah, but
pick a game of your choosing.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you have to
do something in the future. Yes, it's only the next month.
So at some point in the next month, Tobes will dress as a blue Power Ranger outside Stamford Bridge when we play someone that we don't yet know because we haven't picked our date because he lost. And
can you read the scores on the doors, please?
I was just going to do that. You gave me a little bit of time. When he's not doing it, very impatient this guy. Isn't he? Right. So last week, after last week's change, it was originally before last week. It was 24-23-23. Very close. This week, a little bit more of a gap has opened up. I, Tom, am on 35 points after 2 correct scores last week. Louis on 31. Tobes on 27 with a bit of work to do.
This is our year-long one.
This is the year-long one,
and
then,
so for the next
Last week counted as the first of this month,
yeah.
So that was 11 for me.
Oh, fucking hell.
I did write it down. 11 for me, 8 for Louis, and 4 for Tobes. So a bit of work to do for Tobes. But the whole point of doing a separate sort of pod for the predictions is that we felt before we were cramming them in and not talking about the games much and just giving you scores, which isn't really fun for us or you to listen to. So we thought we'd make a new one. And, you know, in the absence of soccer AM, what are you doing on a Saturday morning anyway? Other than listening to us three idiots talk about football and give you our predictions, spoilers,
probably
of the
table.
Weekend. Yeah. Well, Louis's on the milking table right now. It's a very interesting look. But I'll introduce the games this weekend and then we'll go through them. Obviously, we've actually got 11 games this week. If you're a fan of FPL, you'll know that anyway. Burnley.
I haven't done Luton's second game.
Luton and Burnley are playing. Louis is now literally on the milking table. It's quite off-putting, but there we go. So there are 11 games because Luton and Burnley didn't play their first one because of stadium issues. So we start with...
Can't get up.
Louis milking table when he can't get up now. And if he thinks,
I think the point of a milking table is to help you get up, isn't it?
He thinks we're going to help. He's absolutely wrong. I'm running through the games. Aston Villa play Brighton in the early game on Saturday. Bournemouth then play Arsenal. Everton, Luton, United, Palace, Newcastle, Burnley, West Ham, Sheffield United, Wolves, Manchester City, Tottenham, Liverpool in the big game of the weekend. Nottingham Forest, Brentford is the only game on Sunday. Fulham, Chelsea, the derby on Monday night, and then Luton-Burnley, the rescheduled game, I believe that is on Tuesday. So we've got 11 games to talk you through. We're not going to talk in too much detail, but we'll give you a little bit more to our predictions than we have in previous episodes. And I think we might as well just get cracking. Everyone's got their scores.
I would, but I do want to say done to the Premier League, because you said, what is it? Is it Forest-Brentford on a Sunday?
It's the only Sunday game.
And the Sunday gone, we had all those good games on, shoved in at 2 p.m. during the North London derby.
Yeah.
Well done to the Premier League.
I will say, because we were all slagging off the Sheffield United Newcastle game.
Yeah, fair play.
That was quite fun.
That was.
8 goals, 8 different scores.
I did miss it because I was pissed off about Chelsea and went up to meet Gary Lou for pints.
Yeah, you came in up just in time for the second half and then...
Not even that. I didn't see anything.
Did you see anything?
No.
I was
really confused. I was on the tube. But you're not listening to them anymore because soccer game's off.
As a Trippier owner, I enjoyed that. 18 points.
Yeah, I had a great week as well, Trippier. And Botman as my centre-back as well. I had a great week.
Oh, I just had bloody Pope.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll go into the games. I'm going to start this week with our Power Ranger himself.
Go, Toby. Tick a top of toes.
Aston Villa Brighton. A good game to kickstart the week. 12:30 on TNT Sports, if you're interested.
This is not branded content. Other people are available.
Yeah, but that is where the game is, and that is the
or
time.
Or Peacock from the US, maybe.
Okay, fine. In the UK, it's
or NBC.
It's 12:30 UK time on Saturday. It's the early kickoff.
Amy Family in New York.
Yeah.
That's who's watching it.
Shit, it's Gary Hayes.
Yeah.
But.
That was a terrible impression.
Tapes. Villa Park, Aston Villa Brighton. What's your prediction? Give us a little short summary on why.
I think Villa will hit them on the counter a little bit, sit back. I wasn't overly impressed with either side this week. I know that Villa beat us, but ref did bits, to be honest. I think it'll be quite a good game. I'm going to go with Desmond. Brighton score goals. Villa can counter.
The looks I'm getting from Lewis, he might have done the same.
I have indeed.
Which is also what I've done.
Okay, so Desmond's around.
A unanimous Desmond for Aston Villa v Brighton.
I genuinely think that game's like, you feel like you should back one of the teams. Ooh. Obviously at Villa Park as well. It's like, okay, they're going to be pretty solid there. But then at the same time, as we've both been saying, Brighton score goals. Mm. So, you know, it's just a case of figuring out how they'll break that down. They did struggle with a low block against us, I noticed. But they haven't struggled against anybody else with low blocks.
Yeah,
so
they don't really play low blocks.
Not especially at home, I think Villa will go for a bit more.
Mm.
But yeah, that's a good game to like have a sausage sarnie and chill out on a Saturday morning.
Have a Mookley.
I'm very excited for that game. Remember the Mookley. So we've all gone for Aston Villa 2, Brighton and Hove Albion 2, which would be a good start to the weekend. We then head over to the 3 o'clock games in the Vitality Stadium, where Chelsea failed to score just 2 weeks ago. They play Arsenal this week. Who were denied 3 points against Tottenham last week, but they look pretty good before that. We're to Lee this time for the first one.
I've gone Bournemouth 1, ooh, Arsenal 3. Okay. Now, let me explain my logic of why I think Bournemouth are going to score. Right, it feels slightly or blatantly obvious that Bournemouth maybe aren't the best of teams. You know, they play some okay football, but the thing is, that it seems like the obvious game where they wouldn't score, right? Then you have Dominic Solanke, Chelsea legend, as Tom put it, signs a new contract.
The Arrow Man.
Exactly, the Arrow Man. And he's been playing well at the moment. I was going to put him as my potential scorer for this week. I've not done that, though. But I've gone Bournemouth 1, Arsenal 3. Arsenal win it, but Bournemouth, I reckon, will get one early on.
Okay, Tobes?
I've gone for a similar scoreline, but I'm not going to back Bournemouth to score. I've got Arsenal 2-0. I just think they have a bit too much for them. Yeah. And they rested a lot of players in the week against Brentford, I noticed.
Yeah, so I've gone Arsenal 3-0. They were very good there last year, Arsenal.
Yeah, that Saliba goal, wasn't it?
And I think they'll have a bit of fun again, sadly. But so 3-0 Arsenal for me, 3-1 for Louis, and 2-0 for Tobes. Everton-Luton in what could well be the worst game of the entire season. Two teams who are down the bottom, although Everton did get a big win last weekend.
And last night against Villa.
Last night. And Luton got their first point last week as well against Wolves.
10-man Wolves at home.
So, Tobes, what are you saying for this arguably championship affair?
Luton, you're fucking shit. 2-0 2-0 Everton.
Yep, nothing more needs to be said on
up
that.
Up the toffees, la.
I don't know where you think they'll get two goals from, so I've gone 1-0.
I'm backing it because Luton are that bad. They scored two goals against Villa yesterday.
And three against Brentford.
Yeah, they battered
on
Brentford.
On the road, was it? Yeah, it was.
On the road again. Naturally. What a tune. I just feel that might be a little bit of a purple patch. I don't know. I just don't see them notching three. It feels like because it's going to be such a...
we've watched Luton.
I know, but it feels like such a damp squib.
Dog shit.
Yeah,
I feel like that's why I've gone 1-0. I don't know where the goal is going to come from for Luton. It was either going to be 0-0 or 1-0. Mm. And it could go either way, but it'll probably be Everton.
I hope it is 0, as I have Pickford in goal still, sadly. But I've gone 2-1, because I don't think Everton are capable of keeping clean sheets.
Fair enough. Good chat.
And so Carlton Morris might nab some pen or something, but I think Everton will win.
Yeah,
nice. Manchester United, Crystal Palace, the fourth game of the weekend. United, a couple of important wins recently. But
one against Palace.
Exactly, yeah. They comfortably had beat Palace, although it was Palace's kids on Tuesday night, but they play again in the Premier League at Old Trafford. I will go to you first on this one, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Benaventi will answer this question for you. And I am going to go Manchester United 1, Crystal Palace 0. I don't know if they've still got a full 11, Man United. I don't know if, I think they might be still missing a few people, but also they've not been firing all cylinders, despite the fact that they did look very, very good in the Carabao Cup. Mason Mount, obviously, actually doing bits for him, which is slightly worrying. See if he can carry on that form for them, which be interested to see if he does. But yeah, I do think right now we're looking at Manchester United 1, Crystal Palace 0.
Oops.
I'm going 2-0 United.
Have you changed there? There's a thought process
there.
No.
I was just having a little think if I thought it'd be 3-0 again. But I stuck with 2-0. 2-0 is what I had written down.
I'm going to go for Palace actually going to score.
Who's going to score, Jacob Palace? This won't count.
This isn't my score. I'm going to go for a bit of a rogue set-piece goal for Anderson.
Because I did think about it, because of the fact that they do have those certain players that can score, but then it's going to be Mateta or Ayew. It's just like
generally playing quite well, Palace, but they did fail to score against Fulham last week. But I did think
about going Mason Mount as my goal scorer there, to be fair.
Could your heart not do it?
Well, no, it's more just, am I just going to be boring and go Haaland? But
I'm not sure I can do Haaland again.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was going to bring that up. Should we ban Haaland?
I think we can.
I think Haaland should count for 1 point and every other scorer should count for 2 to give you an incentive to go for someone else.
Yeah. I quite like that.
Or you can only use it once a month.
Yeah, I think that's what we should. But I think we should say that about every player.
You only use the player once a month.
When Liverpool get on their run, we're all just going to go Salah every week. We can't do that. Yeah. You can do it once.
But I think Haaland realistically should only count as.
Nah.
He should count as less. No, we can't do that midway through the season.
If you get 4-0 with Haaland scoring, then you get 5 points. Anyway, I have gone. Yeah, so Manchester United 2, Crystal Palace 1 is my prediction for that one.
Fair enough.
Moving swiftly into Newcastle v Burnley. Burnley not really doing an awful lot for me so far this season. Newcastle obviously found their form a bit at, to be fair, a hapless Sheffield United at Bramall Lane. Tobes, are we going to see more of the same?
Yeah, I actually don't mind Burnley up to a point. I just think they're a bit like us, where like, goals are a bit of a struggle. I didn't think they were bad against United. I thought they were a better team, to be honest, in that game. Obviously hit the post. But that said, they perfectly suit Newcastle because Burnley don't play low block and they'll let them counter and Newcastle win that comfortably. I've gone 3-0.
I've done exactly the same for exactly the same reasons.
I've gone
4-0. Fair enough. I debated 4.
They're in goal scoring form, and when they, like last year, when they hit their rhythm, they're quite hard to stop. And I think they've got goals in them now.
That's terrifying, isn't it? Think about 3 years ago, Steve Bruce.
They were stinking out the other week. Like, they will get better, but like they're not going to be what they were last season. Newcastle, you can already see it.
No, Haaland and Maximan is Gucci headband.
So I mean, and to be fair on that, it moves us swiftly into this game as well. We're about to go into Sheffield United were absolutely shocking. There was very much optional defending there, if any defending. West Ham
straight back down. Do you think?
Yes. Possibly even Luton
and Sheffield. I don't think I've ever been more convinced of two teams that have freshly come up to go. Like, usually, you know, when Norwich come up and you go, oh, they're down. They're already down. Yeah. I can't remember having two teams where I was like, oh, no, you two are gone.
Yeah.
Like, both of you are just not even a hope.
It's mad to think, though, that you think about that team that came out with Chris Wilder. You know, how well they played their football.
They were fifth before COVID struck and they lost fans.
Exactly. But then there are players that I watch them now, and like John Egan is a League One player at best. He just, and Chris Basham. They just played in the right system and it shocked people and it worked.
I know he let an 8. I think Foderingham is okay in goal.
He was shot. He was poor, mate.
He was poor against Newcastle, I know. But see, before that, I thought he played quite well against City in that.
It was. I like how Tom Davies kept going over to Heckingbottom and being like, what do we do here? not having any idea what's going on.
I don't know which goal it was actually in the end. The Wilson goal? Maybe
it's the right losing 8-0 at home is the right level for Tom Davies.
Yeah,
and it always has been. I've always looked at Tom Davies and thought,
you're terrible.
If it's an inspirational story. If you're a kid looking up and you want to be a footballer, look no further than Tom Davies, and you'll feel like, fucking hell, I could do it.
Proper cereal box kid.
And then recycle lots of bamboo. You know, start a vintage clothing brand. Boom.
Tom Davies. I don't.
He
know
does. I've. Yeah, he's pretty sound. I like Tom. Tom's he sounds.
I just watching him. No, I don't know.
I know. It was a bit like watching him go look a bit confused. I was like, "Fuck me, I should be at Paris Fashion Week. Why am I here?" It's kind of what it felt like when I was watching him.
Yeah. And moving on to the Blades, they travel this time to Louis' second favourite team, James Ward-Prowse is West Ham United.
That's not my second favourite team. Just want to confirm that.
All right.
I just love James.
James Ward-Prowse. and his set pieces. Now, obviously, Newcastle scored a lot of goals from set pieces and a certain Kieran Trippier whipping balls in. Slightly daunting task for them to go to the London Stadium this week. So I'll go to you first on this, Louis.
James is going to whip some balls in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go 3-0.
That's what I have as well.
West Ham.
I have 3-0.
I have 3-1.
Ooh.
Where's the goal going to come from? For
I want you to bear in mind, I know that 8-0 was pretty fucked, eh? But if my logic here is, and I haven't said they're going to win or anything, but remember when Southampton used to get smashed 9-0? Twice it happened. I think they bounced back quite well and went on little runs on the back of it. Like, I think sometimes something like that can be a bit of a galvanising for a team.
So you think Chef Yu is going to be the new Southampton?
No, not at all. Not at all. What I'm saying is, I think they'll show enough fight that they'll get a goal against West Ham. Bear in mind, they did score a goal against City. Yep. Like, they're not as bad as Luton. I know that game against Newcastle, they were shocking. Mm. But I think that was one of those games, a bit like Southampton, where it's just everything's gone wrong. They'll show a bit of fight, but West Ham have got enough that they'll win. But
they are pretty terrible, to be honest, I think. But we'll see.
They are. Oh, they're dog shit, mate. Sheffield, but like, United, they scored Luton against City, so they might score
Sheffield
against
Sheffield United and Luton will be a game for the ages. Wolves, another team struggling. Oh, did I? Oh, no, I did. I said 3-0. So I've got 3-0 me, 3-0 and 3-1 Tobes for that one. Wolves, Manchester City, another team struggling. Wolves against high-flying Man City, who, again, look unbeatable. Tobes, what have you gone here?
2-0 City.
Nice.
4-0 City.
That's what I have too.
And Haaland to score.
I thought we banned it.
Yeah, we just said you did him last week, didn't you? Everyone did Haaland last week, didn't we?
Yeah, but I put that in before we discussed this ban. So now, next prediction.
Okay, fine. Haaland.
I'm not going to do it because I'm going to be interesting and I've got a little bit of a lead, so I'll allow it. And I'll allow you to both go Haaland this week.
Okay, and then next week.
For the rest of the month.
Okay, all right.
Until November. Well, neither can I because I did it last week, so I'm in the same boat.
Do I cash in on my Haaland token, actually?
Well, you can't use it next week anyway because you used it last week, so you might...
No, I'm saying, do I cash in on it today or do I sack?
Well, does last week's count as this month's or not?
With the issue we have
we're
now with this
September, I'm really confused by which.
So basically, because we didn't do the predictions while you were away for 2 weeks, the September predictions are being added to the October ones. So we'll have end of September, and obviously because we've got the international break in October as well, we can have the September October as one. And then so if you don't use Haaland this week, can't use it until November, but. Or we can use that advantage we have currently.
Use Haaland this week.
It's because you used him last week, and we've just said you can't use him twice in a month. But Louis found a loophole, and he's going with it.
Wait, sorry, what? How can you use Haaland now?
Because I found the loophole. Because before we decided,
no, this is bullshit. This is bollocks.
In a nutshell, yes.
We used him last week. So either last week is the new month, and we can't use him again.
Yeah, which is what I'd say.
Or you're using him now, and it means you can't. No, but then, can't use him for the rest of. But the other people can use him for the rest of the month.
No, but what I'm saying is the fact that because we basically haven't, we didn't. We before we discussed this.
No, it's not before we discussed it. We said it about 5-10 minutes ago. So
yeah, no, but I said, but when I put the predictions down when we wrote them up earlier, that rule wasn't discussed.
Some abiding law that we have to.
So sharing black and white, mate.
We all had a conversation saying let's not use Haaland.
I agree.
So let's not use Haaland.
Okay, fine. I won't use Haaland in this game. I'll go 4-0 Man City, though.
You can. By the way, if you want to go back to a previous game and add in your scorer, because you had Haaland in your mind.
Yeah.
I'll save my scorer for the game afterwards.
Yeah. So I've gone 4-0, you've gone 4-0, Tobes gone 2-0.
I know what's going to happen in the next game.
What, Spurs?
We're all going to pick Salah.
Right?
Yeah, we are, aren't we?
I'm going to argue about my scorer. Anyway, we got Spurs against Liverpool, which is the, I think, 5:30 game on the Saturday, which is nice. Have a pint in front of that.
Chinese with that.
Should be a good one. Spurs have been quite impressive. Liverpool have also been quite impressive. They're two teams who like to attack and score goals, and therefore am I quite open. I think I started with... I can't remember. I'll go to Louis because I was looking at him.
I'm going for a Desmond.
Same.
Yeah, I thought that might be the case. I wasn't sure about this one. It was either going to be a Spurs win, I reckon. Big Ange ball. I love that man so much. I love when it was the conversation he was talking about with Gary Lineker. Well, yeah, Gary, I know immigrants are very close to your heart. I went to Australia. Sounds good, but I know it sounds awful when I'm going to listen to it back when I do the edit.
Who was that, by the way?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Big Edge. Yeah.
It's just many personalities.
And Postecoglou is one of our personalities.
Lee, wake up. No, I'm a fucking cricketer.
He's got the sun cream on his nose.
Yeah, a fucking hat with corks on.
Oh, mate, I can't wait to see that again. Are we going to play cricket this summer? Is that on the cards?
Yeah, I mean, I play every summer, mate. And you're like, yeah, I'll play. And then I'm like, do you want to come? And you're like, oh, no, I can't.
Yeah, because I was busy this summer.
What, every single day of the whole summer?
You play Monday.
I can't, I've got a book I'm writing. Got a play I'm writing.
I was writing that new play that's in the National Theatre about Gareth Southgate. That's what I was writing all summer. But yeah, no, I was going to go for... I'm going to go 2-2.
Yeah.
Be a lot of goals. Very open for play of football. Obviously, we saw it at Anfield. We saw it at Spurs as well last year as well. Mm-hmm. I am going to go 2-2, and I'm going to go Son to score. Oh,
that's exactly what I'm doing. Bastard. No, I don't want to do it because I want to be original. But
that's interesting.
Because I just think... If Son, I mean, the Big Ange.
If Spurs score, it's probably Son.
Well, Big Ange said, because Son and Maddison both went off against Arsenal with little injuries, but he said, nah, they'll be all right. So I think they'll probably both play, and I think Son will play up front, and he's dangerous. And Liverpool's defence is good,
it's
not great, and I think Spurs can score. I've gone Son, you've gone Son.
I had Desmond originally.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of screams. Spurs games kind of scream of it at the moment. They're quite entertaining. Watch yep. goals, and I believe in the history. And Liverpool are a bit of a cursed side for Spurs, a bit like City. Or Spurs are a cursed side for City, and Spurs seem to have shockers against Liverpool. So I've actually gone a 3-2 win for
Ooh.
Liverpool. Yeah, I had Desmond, and I went, no, do you know what? 3-2. I think we're going for a spicy game, and I'm going to go with my pal, former Chelsea player, Mohamed Salah. As the goal scorer.
Have you noticed he's like got this weird like Scouse Egyptian accent? He did an interview recently.
Salah?
It literally. It's a bit like it's like Hill, I am Salah. So what's going on here, mate? It's like he spent way too much time down old.
For like 7 years.
Oh yes, so you've been to Tottenham.
I always find Bellerin's accent was the most interesting.
Bellerin is literally every single Anglo Mediterranean I know is Hector Bellerin. Like my uncle sounds exactly like Hector Bellerin. It's like, hello, you're all right, mate. How you doing? Yeah, I'm going to go.
He's from Bradford.
It was like, my friend, do you remember when Hector Bellerin did the commentary when he for that Arsenal YouTube video? Yeah. He took it like he got his foot off the bus. It's like, what is going on? Like, Hector Bellerin just sounds ridiculous. But fair play. Good fashion sense.
Debatable.
Oh, mate, he's a stylish man.
Subjective art, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Anyway. From subjective art to one thing we can all agree
to Brentford.
This is just not a very good Super Sunday game. Nottingham Forest play Brentford at the City Ground. Tobes, I'll go to Tobes first on this one as he's yawning into his microphone, so he clearly needs to be woken up.
Yeah, that was more to do with the game.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. It could be an interesting game, but not really a Super Sunday one. What are you going for?
I've gone with 2-1 Forest. With a goal. No, I've already used my goal token. But I hope Callum scores, because I love Callum.
Oi, oi, oi.
I've gone 2-1 Brentford, just because I think Brentford are a stronger side, but it could go either way.
I do agree, Brentford are a better side. I've just got my spider senses.
They've got a bounce back, though, Brentford. Where are their heads at after that mauling by a terrible Everton side? Yeah. And did they lose in the cup?
Yes, to Arsenal last night.
I have paid no attention to the cup.
Is the pressure on for Mr. Frank?
I doubt it.
I'm taking the piss. Of course not.
I'm one of the best coaches in the Premier League. No, you're not, Thomas. He's just moaning about everything every week. But you think you're
fucking good, Matt Damon? That.
I think he wants me to win the World Cup. That's Invictus.
That was so David Brent. Invictus, you know, guys.
Anyway, I've gone 1-1.
1-1, yeah?
1-1. Nottingham Forest, 1, Brentford,
it's just,
one.
I love the way we just got it. Could go either way, and we could literally say, it could go either way. It could be any result.
Have you gone Forest, you've gone Brentford.
I've gone 2-1 Forest.
Different. So that is, there's jeopardy in that result.
That is a spicy spoiler for way. One of us.
Yeah. Someone's
someone's
a,
got
someone's
it right.
Got it right.
A bit.
There's a 33% chance it's you, and there's a 0% chance that we're going to sit here and be like, yep, Echo knows ball.
I'd actually love, like, if we get like a mathematician, like, to do the percentages of like, how correct if our results can be correct. Like, you know,
put it this way,
it's like expected spoilers we can get
like
done.
Yes. Super Six
excess
is like predicting 6 results and barely anyone ever wins that. Yeah. And that's like, so imagine doing 11 and getting them all right, the chances of it must be just like astronomical. I reckon you got a higher chance of winning the lottery than getting all 11 right.
I got two right last week.
Or winning the IMA's cash prize.
I was very happy with two right last week.
Yeah, that's good.
Arsenal, Spurs and Brighton and Bournemouth, I got bang on. I was close to Sheffield United and Newcastle with my 2-0.
I feel like we should do it where it's, we do an ACCA. We do our ACCA weekly. And then if we whoever, put, a like, put a quid in. And then, you know, and we can all that money, like if it wins, though, like 50% that goes towards the ACCA night out at the end of the season. And you just know that if it's a massive, massive bag, it's going to involve.
Well, you might be doing that. We're not going to be touching anything like that.
You know what? Just because I like to share the family. You know, it's like, you know, if you eat together, you stay together.
It was a bag joke.
It was, yeah.
By the way, I have your head, which shows the innocent side of Lee.
Yeah,
which
we all know
doesn't exist. Fulham-Chelsea, the game we've been talking about. Well, we spoke about it yesterday, actually, in yesterday's pod. So go back and listen. We had some great thoughts and some
love that
fun tangents. And Louis went off and spoke about his 19 different personalities at one point, one of which may or may not have been Stephen Hawking or someone or a whale. I wasn't really sure who he was. But anyway, listen back.
What are you trying to say about me?
Two or three of them are facing some serious allegations as well.
Exactly. So, I mean, if that sounds like going back to bag, your bag, then have a listen.
Have a little sniff on that.
Yeah, very nice. But Fulham Chelsea, the West London derby, the El Poshico, as some people like to call it.
El Crapico, as last season
called
it.
Yeah, well, exactly. Last year, we lost this game 2-1, Ralph Felix's famous red card. This year is going to be...
I have gone
reverse.
What I've done, yeah.
It's I think it will be.
We all gone the same Chelsea result again.
Why do we always do this?
Because we're such good friends.
But why do we always go the same for Chelsea?
It's every week so far. We've had the same.
We haven't had one week where we thought different.
We're just gonna glaze over the fact that I said you guys are my best friends.
Yeah. So I've gone.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're 2-1 to Chelsea. Moving on. I think we will win. I don't think it will be comfortable. But I think we will win, and they'll both score. Both teams will score. Fulham 1, Chelsea 2.
That's what I have.
Yeah, I've got exactly the same.
Lovely. Good to know.
I think we might actually go 2-0 up, and then they score. Sort of thing.
I hope so. It'd be nice to build something.
I'd also like to know where those goals are going to come from, personally.
Anyway, we'll find a way.
Oh, shit, and there's no Jackson. Now we'll be all right.
When there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
And then...
Disassi will score.
Another excellent game involving our... Bottom of the table. Actually, are they even bottom of the table anymore?
See, I'm actually. If anyone can let me know if there's any spares going for this, because Luton, I would love Burnley. To be there on Tuesday night.
If anyone does have any spares and you get one, Tobes has to go and watch Luton.
Yeah, do you know what? If anyone can give me a free ticket for this game,
Kenilworth
I
Road,
go.
Luton taking on Burnley, two newly promoted sides.
Did you know that Will still has. No, I've forgotten the fact.
They have to pay 22 grand.
This is,
and there was
this is one of Lee's alter personalities with dementia, apparently.
Called Lee Lee. He forgot what he'd said. So I'm called Lee. Lee. Yeah, funny dementia joke. Anyway, Luton.
What is it with this David Brent that's coming out of you right now? It's a funny presenting. Dementia joke.
It's my presenting persona.
Football focus today.
Yeah, well, I only have two personas.
Three, by the sound of it.
Well, no, I have Tom who sits here and is asked questions, and I have Tom who sits here and asks the questions, who's apparently a bit Brenty, but you know.
Just a little bit Brenty,
wow.
Yeah.
From Brenty, Brentford to Luton.
Oh my God, that was awful. That was awful.
Wasn't very nice.
That was awful.
Could be worse. I think some of the things you've said have been worse.
Yeah, but you know, I'm an experimentalist. You know, you're very football focused. You're saying you need to be like, you know, perfect and have all the results. Me, on the other hand, you know, I can't work for major corporations. They work for me.
I'm glad you said
that.
They're
not going to hire 20 people at once. It's pretty fucking expensive wage.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, Luton Burnley, let's wrap this up because we've chatted to your ear too long on this fine Saturday morning.
Yeah, half an hour of spoilers is a fair bit of spoilers for you, lads.
I've gone 1-1 for a game that I don't think anyone's going to watch, and I'm glad it's not televised.
I actually, as I said, I don't mind Burnley, and I think the only thing they struggle with is goals, but don't you worry because the Hatters give you a hatful. Luton are fucking shite, and I think Burnley are going to win that 3-1.
Okay.
I agree that they struggle with goals because I actually forgot to write down my thing, so I'm writing it down now.
He's just bloody copying it, isn't he?
I'm not. I've actually gone Luton 0, Burnley 1.
That could work, but I just
boring stinker. That's actually not a bad shout.
I think Luton at home might grab a goal.
Yeah, I think they've scored. But
how many goals have they actually scored this year?
They have scored
three.
They've scored one against Wolves and one against West Ham. Have they scored any others? I don't think so.
They didn't score against us. Who else have they?
Oh, they can't have scored more than two goals, can they?
You could just look it up. I don't know why we're debating from memory.
I mean, in fairness, you know,
that Burnley have still scored a couple goals.
And they're not bottom, by the way, Luton. They're actually 18th because Burnley and Sheffield United are below.
They're bottom to my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are the worst team, but they've scored three goals. Burnley scored four. Sheffield United scored five, but they have conceded 17. That's that. That's our predictions or spoilers. We'll find out which way they've gone on Monday. The scores on the doors, as we previously said, I'm on 35 points.
It won't be Monday. It'll be Tuesday.
On Tuesday, sorry, of course, because we have a game on Monday.
It won't be on Tuesday either, because the games on Tuesday. So the preview for
it'll be on Wednesday Thursday.
Will be on Monday night.
Our review will be on, but then it's obviously Tuesday. Yeah, but then we got the last game on Tuesday, which is Luton.
We will give you our prediction. Results on
majority of them.
Thursday in next week's preview. We'll go through them, and then of course you'll get more fun with another one of these next Saturday morning. If you enjoyed this one, please do listen again. And we'll wrap this up now. 11 matches. We've all put our predictions in, and you'll find out whether they're predictions or spoilers. See you next week. Bye.
You've forgotten the outro stuff. You need to do the outro.
And thank you to Highway 61. Shout out, Gary.
And please do follow us on all social platforms, and you can listen to all our other podcasts where you listen to your other podcasts. Thank you very much. I've been Tom. And this has been Lou in Terms, and we are the Chelsea Echo. See you next week. Bye.
Excellent. Love that, boys. Well done.